Hi, aloha, and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. Today, I want to talk to you about what is your spiritual purpose. I've had a lot of people ask me about this. I've had students, clients, people all wondering, friends, family, what is my spiritual purpose? I feel drawn to discover my spiritual purpose. I feel drawn to go on this path. I just hear this over and over again. And so I thought that there was five things that you should really know when it comes to discovering your spiritual purpose or learning about your spiritual purpose. And I think that you will find them very helpful. So let's start with the first one. It's kind of educating yourself on what a spiritual purpose is, because I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions out there when it comes to your spiritual purpose, as your spiritual purpose is a career path. A spiritual purpose is not a career path. So when people are feeling the urge to, I am feeling so much urge to figure out what my spiritual purpose is. I really want to head the direction of helping and healing people. Every fiber of my being wants to move that direction. What is actually happening when it comes to that aspect of who you are is the spiritual purpose is a lifestyle. So when you are feeling the urge to move towards helping and healing people, when you are feeling the urge to head that direction, possibly as a career path, when you're feeling the urge to just, I want to know about my spiritual purpose. I want to understand my spiritual theme. You are being guided and urged towards basically living a spiritually healthy lifestyle. You are being guided towards living in a spiritually purposeful lifestyle. I mean, that's basically the gist of your spiritual purpose. Is it's a lifestyle, not a thing. Okay. And so that's why a lot of people are feeling very guided towards that direction, is because the universe, and I'm going to be talking about her a little bit different lately, because the way I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were asking me about how I do the energy reports. And it's very interesting. The universe, as far as planetary alignment goes, as far as universal energy goes, energy reports, all of those things, she's always teaching. There's always a direction. We're being guided consistently towards something that we need to either develop, something we need to work on, an area that we need to grow in our life. And when you're being heavily guided by the universe to go, okay, it's time to discover your spiritual purpose. It's time to look for your spiritual theme. That means she's pushing you towards a spiritually based lifestyle. Okay. That is really, really important, actually, because I don't want people going, oh, geez, that's it. That's my spiritual purpose. No, because we're going to get into some deeper stuff. But in order to get into what a lot of you might think a spiritual purpose is, you really have to go through these steps. So it's discovering, uncovering, and understanding what a spiritual lifestyle is, and then pivoting to include that as part of how you live on a day-to-day basis. So kind of how I describe that to people is, for the most part, most everybody is living a physically based lifestyle, which in a lot of ways will kind of cut out the spiritual aspect of who you are, okay? Because there's judgment involved with friends and family. If they're not educated, they tend to think that if you go into a spiritually based lifestyle, it's either more towards the Bible or it's more extreme spiritual stuff as far as metaphysics is concerned. And so those types of things trigger people and make them feel like that's not a good direction to go, when that's actually not what living a spiritual purpose or a spiritual lifestyle is about. When you are doing that, you're not just living the physical, you're living the spiritual part of yourself. You know, you have these two aspects, which you clearly know. You have your physical body and its senses, but you also have your spiritual body and its senses. So we have five senses over here and five senses over here. And most of the time we're choosing one avenue. And that is not living a full lifestyle. It's where you can start to feel a void. It's where you can start to feel depression. You can start to feel anxiety because you're not encompassing the full body aspect of who you are. And it, when it comes to energetic health and healing and just being balanced, which we're also going to talk about, you're cutting that part out of your life and trying to navigate everything from the physical base standpoint. That doesn't cover everything of who you are. So that's why if you're listening to this and you're feeling urged to go towards your spiritual purpose, you're feeling urged because you've only been most likely living half of who you are as far as your life is concerned, and you haven't encompassed the whole aspect of living spiritually based and physically based at the same time. Because opposite of living more of a physically based life, which most people have been taught to live up until this point, when you live a spiritually based lifestyle, a spiritual purpose, you encompass both. You don't just shut out one. You're not shutting out the physical aspects of who you are. You shouldn't. If you're doing that, then you're not staying balanced anyways. You want to encompass both. You want to have your intuition working with your physical body. You want to have your intuitive knowledge working with the knowledge that you have from a physical standpoint. You want to be joining all of this information together and working with it as a whole. So that's going to be incredibly important. And so living a spiritually based lifestyle means, you know, embracing your intuitive abilities and understanding the energy of the body, understanding the spiritual energetic frequency you have going on, the same as you understand your physical body, really getting to know how that works. How does your energetic body affect physical outcomes? That's really, really important. How does it affect money flow? How does it affect relationships? Those are all physically based in a sense because we can see money and we can see the other people. But if you really think about it, it's half and half because relationships are half energy and then half seeing the person, right? Money's energetically flowing, but also you can see the dollars, right? So if you're wanting to really live an optimal existence, that means including both aspects because it does affect your relationships. It does affect your money flow. And that's really incredible. So you learn to work with both. And in order to do that, which I'm going to talk to you a little in a minute, you can also understand that the second thing that's good to know when it comes to your spiritual purpose is, first of all, you can have many purposes. You can have many spiritual purposes as far as talents are concerned. So if you're talking about a spiritual purpose as far as a talent goes, that's also something different. You know, you could have a spiritual purpose that encompasses being an artist or being a mother or being a father, playing sports. It could even be just some regular type jobs where you're in customer service, but you're dealing with people on a day-to-day basis because that is one of your talents. Your talents is to soothe people, make them feel comfortable. Your talent might be to bring clarity as a teacher. Your talent might be to soothe people when they're feeling a low vibrational frequency, which they would view as sadness, right? So there can be many, many talents that can encompass your spiritual purpose. And so I find that people tend to be very, what would you call that? Like kind of tunnel vision. They would have very tunnel vision aspects when it comes to, okay, what's my spiritual purpose as far as my talent goes, right? And they think it's one thing, but that's not true. It actually most of the time encompasses many things, which brings me to my next thing. So far we've talked about when you're talking about your spiritual purpose, you need to be encompassing a spiritually based lifestyle. You need to, you really integrate that into part of who you are. That comes with education. It comes with, you know, learning all these things that we're going to be talking about. The second thing is understanding that there's many different types of talents that encompass the spiritual purpose aspect of who you are. a lot of times people just think it's becoming a healer and Reiki, doing readings, doing tarot. That's such a small part of it. There, it encompasses so much more than that. It's incredible. The third thing that you should know when you're trying to uncover or discover your spiritual purpose is most of the time when you're heading that direction, and if you lived in a just very physically based lifestyle, or truthfully, unless you've already made a conscious effort to do this, you're probably not this. So energetic imbalance, it is a thing that a lot of people live with. So number three is energetically finding balance within yourself, within your spiritual body. It's extremely, it's basically non-negotiable when it comes to discovering, finding, moving towards your spiritually purposed path, okay? You must work on finding energetic balance. There, you will not get the second thing, which is, or the fourth thing, which is clarity, which I'm going to talk about in a second. There's no way to move down that path in a way that is just going to be easy, or you're not going to feel roller coaster-ish, I guess I would say, if you do not commit to maintaining or finding energetic balance. And this one can be a little bit trickier because a lot of times you might need somebody to help you with energetic balancing because you might not know how to balance yourself, or you might not see aspects in your life where it's caused you to be really off kilter and off balance energetically. That's where people like myself, any energetic practitioner comes in. I do these healing sessions where we help people to achieve energetic balance. It's absolutely incredible. But you can do some research. You can try techniques on your own to gain energetic balance. You can try to rid any energetic imbalances via, you know, meditations, you know, reading some stuff, doing some Reiki, Sambo healing. There's like a lot of techniques that people use to balance themselves energetically. If you have issues with that, or if you would like to really kind of jumpstart it, definitely check out the spiritualwealthy.com site, spiritually-wealthy.com, and it'll be below. But you definitely would want to look into more of, if you really want to get serious about energetic balancing, I would highly suggest working with a practitioner such as myself. So that being said, once you start encompassing a spiritually based lifestyle, like we talked about, and you start kind of understanding the talents that you have and learning what things that you might enjoy, what things that you might be passionate about. And then you clear out any old energy by clearing any, you know, blocks or energetic root problems that we talk about when we're talking about energetic balancing. Once you really get yourself to a good place, and I just want to touch upon that one more time, you cannot help other people in your life if you're not energetically balanced yourself. It doesn't work very well. You can't, that'd be like a very sick doctor trying to cure patients. It doesn't work. And then not to mention, you don't get the respect or the weight of like, oh, okay, they're clearly living what they're teaching, and I can see good results with them. And so I would like to head the same path or direction and get advice from them on how to do this. It's really important that if you do want to go the career pathway as far as spiritual work and whatnot, that you absolutely have to find your system balanced. It's just a must. It's a no-brainer. So, which brings us to the fourth thing that I want to talk about, which is that's typically when clarity comes. Once you start living the lifestyle, you've kind of realized that it encompasses a lot more than just, you know, working with clairs. Then you've balanced yourself, removed blocks, and you're wanting to just embrace it even more because by this step, you're really craving it. That clarity can come after the energetic imbalance is fixed and you're moving forward like crazy. You can get a lot of clarity. That's when your abilities will heighten. That's when your clairs start really working on all cylinders. If you're working from an imbalanced situation, it's kind of like if you run a car without all the spark plugs going, which I don't even, I just know your cars don't run very well like that. I'm like, I'm not a mechanic, but I do know it doesn't work. That's what I remember, where they might be missing. Yeah. So clarity will come after you work on the things that we talked about. That's again, where your abilities heighten. And then once your abilities start heightening, that's a good area to work on developing, work on, you know, taking your skill to the next level, work on, you know, I don't know, whatever it is that you're interested in, mediumship, empath abilities, claircognizance. That's a really good time to hone in your skills from a personal standpoint first. Then if you want to take it to a professional one, you can, but really integrating that into your spiritual lifestyle, learning to pay attention to your intuition, learning to know what your intuitive hits are, learning to integrate your intuitive knowledge with your physical knowledge and working together as one, and trying to eliminate a lot of the fears and worries in your life that maybe are not even true because you've either brought in some weird ancestral energy that has caused those fears and worries to kind of stay planted in your current situation, and or you've trained yourself to be, you know, physically based. So now there's a lot of fears and worries around the future. Like there's a lot that we can cover with the clarity and really integrating your abilities into your life and really helping that to keep you in balance, you know? So once you energetically balance and the clarity comes and you start to integrate your abilities and you start to have your two bodies working together, that helps to maintain the balance. Okay. It's absolutely a fantastic way to maintain things. And lastly, for some people who are interested in taking a spiritual career path, which is what I think a lot of people feel like the urge is when they're being driven towards a spiritually purposeful lifestyle. They think, oh, I'm definitely supposed to do readings. I'm definitely supposed to do healings. I'm supposed to do mediumship. I just feel the urge to do that. Okay. Like that's where I'm supposed to be headed. And then there's like, I don't know if I have confidence in myself to do it. I don't know if I, what I should be doing. I don't know what my talents are. That becomes an issue when you get to that aspect. So I want you to view your spiritual purpose as kind of like a school. You're restarting school again. Just to kind of summarize the whole thing, you go to regular school to learn how to work with your physical senses, right? You learn to identify numbers, colors. You know, you use your fingers to start writing. You use your physical body in gym class. You're basically developing all your physical abilities, how to reason, how to use math, how to work with, you know, make an essay, et cetera, et cetera. So you spend all of this time in life, you know, developing your physicality. Then after that, it's like, okay, what should I really do as far as life goes? Like, I feel like now I have to pick a career field, right? And so then many times people will either pick one or they'll go to college, but they hone their skill. They hone their skill in their career, or they take a lot of classes in college and then they go, okay, I'm interested in this. And then they head that direction and get a degree. Then they graduate. Living a spiritually themed lifestyle and your spiritual purpose, you have to do something very similar. You have to start learning the basics, living the lifestyle. You have to start learning and educating yourself on your spiritual body, on how it works, on how your intuition works, on how your all your spiritual senses work, same as you did in regular school. You're now learning, what does my spiritual body do? How does that enhance my life? What part of my life does that role play? Because even if you don't even acknowledge it whatsoever, even those physically based people that we're talking about, whether they be friends, family, or people you don't know, their spiritual body still plays a role in their life. They just label it differently, call it something different, and or ignore it. But it doesn't mean it's not playing a role. It's playing a role in everybody's life. But whether you adapt and include your spiritual aspect of who you are, that's different. You may not include it. So you want to understand that you're kind of going through school, you are living the lifestyle, you are developing, you're learning, you're integrating, you are understanding that you have a lot of talents. It's not just one thing, but those talents many times are tied to your spiritual self. You have natural abilities and talents that will start to show up and that you might feel drawn to. And any of those things can be your spiritual purpose. It doesn't have to be readings, Reiki, whatever. And then you understand that you need to find an energetic balance. So you have to work out all the kinks. You have to kind of rid yourself of any information that wasn't proper or was not true. And you have to restructure, gain your own self-confidence, your own strength as far as your spiritual body is concerned, and clear your slate from any outside influences. Okay. It doesn't mean that you can't have those people in your life, but through spiritual school, you're developing your senses. You're starting to learn how to live that lifestyle. Now you have to find your individuality and what is your energy and what is other people's energy. That is so hugely important. I cannot express that again. That's with energetic balancing that, again, it's stuff that people can help you with if you can't figure out how to do that yourself. The next step is then going through like spiritual college. What stuff do I like? What am I interested in? Educating yourself in every aspect that you can, that you're interested in. Are you interested in claircognizance? Are you interested in mediumship, universal laws, manifestation? Whatever it is, it's really just filtering through all these things, learning as much as you can in every spiritual subject that you choose. And many times you might polish one subject, then polish another one and be really good at that. But then you might find yourself interested in something else. And it's just educating and learning and embracing and developing and really working and working upon those skills. Then when you kind of get to your spiritually college graduation, spiritual college graduation, then you can decide, is a spiritual career the way that I want to head? Because that's a whole different part of your spiritual purpose. You may find that you still did all those things, but you're going to integrate your art, or you're going to integrate teaching, or you're going to integrate coaching and somehow into that's going to encompass and be part of your whole spiritual purpose and spiritual theme. You may find the more metaphysical route is more important to you and that you're heading that direction. So then you're going to, again, develop those skills, and then you're going to start working on marketing and building a business and helping people and gaining clients. But I think that a huge misconception is I want to help and heal people, but I cannot do that as a teacher. I cannot do that as a mother. I cannot do it as whatever. And that's so not true. It really, really is not true. Your spiritual purpose can very much encompass what some people think are normal things, normal talents, normal abilities. It absolutely can make the hugest impact on people. I know people personally, even in my life, my grandfather, who taught at a high school and a middle school and a high school for many years, he made a huge impact on so many kids' lives. Like, I've talked to those kids. They were just like, I cannot tell you how much that he changed my life, you know, and people don't think of being a teacher as a spiritual purpose. And it absolutely was for him. And clearly it ran in my family because a lot of us became teachers. So just really understanding your spiritual purpose is not as hard as it sounds to discover, but it takes a lot of work to uncover, which I did not mean that to rhyme, but it just happened to. It takes work. It takes investing in yourself. It takes educating yourself. You just don't have this knowledge, and people overlook how much time that they have spent in their life developing their physicality. And how much time, this is a good question for you. How much time have you spent developing your physicality? Because it's probably up until your age at this point in time. And how much time have you spent developing your spiritual purpose, your spiritual lifestyle? Because in most instances, you're going to find out it's a very small percentage of time that you've spent in this one area, and it's a very large percentage in another area. So that is why it can be frustrating, because you're just like, I'm not getting anywhere. And I'm, you know, you feel like you're an adult. You feel like you know things. You feel like you've been studying. There's a lot to it. There's the lifestyle commitment, the understanding, the energetic balance, the clarity, discovering your abilities, working on those abilities, and then getting to a part where, okay, a career in this area might be what you want to do, might not, but be what you want to do. So hopefully you found this helpful. I have many, many things to help you with this. So if you're wanting to get energetically balanced, you want to make sure you stop over to spiritually-wealthy.com. There'll be a link below for the healing stuff. If you're wanting to develop your abilities, I have empath-university.com. So many classes over there. And if you need help, like I said, I do a lot of teaching. I do energetic balancing, and it's incredible how much that can jumpstart your journey. It's really important when you're trying to uncover your spiritual purpose. So that being said, again, I hope you found it helpful. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment below. And until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.